for Sunday kind of love. That said, if you're queer, make some noise. If you want to make out with someone queer, make some noise. See me after the show, there's a sign-up sheet. Tanisha has it. Before I introduce the Danielle Avenue, I want to give a shout-out to some special poets in the house. Gary Kay is in the house. Haiku goddess extraordinaire. Busboy 14th and V-host. Also shout-out to E. Ethelbert Miller, who's in the house. He's also a phenomenal force for poetry. Thank you, Ethelbert. And also Sheila Black is in the house. Phenomenal poet. He was a piece of poet here and at Split This Rock. So this next poet that I'm about to introduce is a recent recipient of a DC Fellowship Arts Grant. She is my co-hostess in Sparkle, which is the queer open mic for everyone. I am so honored that every month I share the stage with her. Without any further ado, let's welcome Danielle Avenue to the stage. Danielle! And she's getting sparkly. Yes, Danielle. Right, she's an Aries. She is from New Jersey. She's a cheerleader, and she writes in really interesting forms. Without any further ado, Danielle Avenue.
Thank you, Reggie. How's everyone doing? It is wonderful to be here. I have two short poems for you all. I just want to give a huge shout out to Sarah Browning for creating Sunday Kind of Love. I came to D.C. in 2007, one, to get away from New Jersey, and two, for a job. And I was living in 10th and U, and I stumbled into Sunday Kind of Love, and I found the poetry community that's kept me in D.C., Sarah on stage, beautiful and amazing, spouting activist poetry. I saw Reggie across the room and thought, this person has to be my friend. And then six times later, when I met him at Split This Rock and we made out, it was love forever since. Just so lovely to be here. All right.
Video for sale.
It was before HD. The only photo of my father on the internet. A low resolution image, him standing next to a brand new sedan. Sporty looking, American, tan, pants, white shirt, and geometric tie, his hand resting on the driver's side, mirror in the showroom, there's balloons, a bouquet up high, and I wonder how they got there. It's so grainy, I can't tell if he's wearing his glasses, if they're the transitions. Dark lenses, when I click on it, nothing happens. All right, second poem for you all. This one goes out to Reggie because he likes this poem.
Yes.
Double take. The second fence hits mid-abdomen, hidden in tourist selfies, smiles, despite snipers and gunmetal clouds. I've seen bigger, my father tells me. Our smiles sink into grimaces. So this is where the president lives. The second fence hits mid-abdomen, hidden in tourist selfies, teeth, despite snipers and gunmetal clouds. I've seen bigger, my father tells me. Our teeth sink into grimaces. So this is where the president lives. Thank you.
All right.
Danielle Avenue. Check out Danielle and I, the first Sunday of the month, right here at 8 o'clock at 14th and V, Busboys Sparkle Series. Check it out. Barbara Jean Orton is on deck, but right now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Maritza Rivera, who's part of Letras Latinas special event on ecrastic poetry here at Sunday Kind of Love. And I've also been honored to be on the Split This Rock board with her. Let's show your love for the phenomenal longtime Splitista, Maritza Rivera. Maritza!
Thank you, everyone. I just cannot get over that it's already been 10 years. How quickly, you know, time flies. And some of us are reminiscing, you know, and thinking we're getting older, or they're reminiscing they're getting older. There was a lot of loss in my life last year, and, you know, friends and family. And when I listen to NPR, and sometimes I think I listen to too much NPR, you hear of how tragic some people's lives are, that they are surrounded by death every day, and there's no relief. But so I'm dedicating these poems to loss. Savages. There is a certain freedom and power that glass has that makes me jealous of sound, that it allows itself to be transparent, fully exposed, and truly seen, as if privacy doesn't matter. There is a kiss, a city cab, and the edge of night precariously balanced that makes us hush and walk cautiously among them during, that makes us walk cautiously among them, daring us to touch, warning us, don't touch. It is the voice of sand that echoes here, missing the sea. Another, I've worked on a very short I've worked on a very short form of poetry called Blackjack, and the reason it's called Blackjack is that it's three lines, seven syllables, 21. Blackjack, thank you. This is called Hermanito. My earth angel sprouted wings to join our ancestors. We held hands for the last time. A poem called NAFTA. Still tragedy across the border. Someone read about Juarez. They still go missing, las mujeres de Juarez, in their factory smocks. Thank you.
Melissa Rivera. I want to give a shout out to Sarah Browning and Katie Ritchie and to Andy Shalal for really making DC a local, national, and international home for poetry. Seriously, so thank you for all of that. Without any further ado, Rosemary Winslow is on deck, but right now it gives me great pleasure to introduce a poet who read at Sunday Kind of Love during our Queer Pride celebration in June 2006, which was organized by Kathy Wolfe, who's a phenomenal poet and supporter of Sunday Kind of Love. Let's give a big warm round of applause for Barbara Jean Orton. Yes. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and to be back in D.C. again. I'm here on my way from Boston. I'm just going to read one poem. It's a kind of a love poem. It's called Sucked Sweet Bonfire Holiday.
Yes! Go in!
I will never be your husband. I will never be your wife. I will never step across the threshold into the room that smells of you both. I will never be your favorite shirt, the meal you eat without thinking. I will never wake you Christmas morning, never come home late and find you sleeping. Though your heart falls open like a thumbed book in my hands, though I can make you weep without trying. Though you love me, you will never love me from day to day. I will always be your sucked sweet, your bonfire, your holiday, the soft cloth you press against your wound, the joke you tell when no one is around. I've met your wife. We chatted in your kitchen. She kept offering me tea. She knows who she is. She knows what I am. Now and then, she asks if I'm okay. You told me stories in the hospital when I was too sick to sleep. You try so hard to be there for us both, but you have one body. Asleep now in the quiet house, eyelashes shadowing your cheek, your back curved like a crescent moon, your belly pressed against her back. I try so hard to want what I have, not ache for the black space around it. But this longing tips and spills me like warm oil at your feet. If I had something real and whole to offer you, I would. My heart cracks like glass, a bad gift, all edges, a fistful of blood. Someday I'll stop wanting you, or someday you'll die, or I will. One way or another, this want will subside. Until then, this is what I choose to be. The soft cloth you press against your wound. The joke you tell when no one is around. Your sucked sweet, bonfire, holiday. Thank you.
Barbara Jean Orton, that is a Sunday kind of love bomb. Lord, that is so naughty. So, all right. Next up, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a phenomenal poet. I love this poet dearly. She is the recipient of several Larry Neal Poetry Prizes. She was part of a 2008 Beltway Poetry Quarterly Reading right here with Split This Rock, a poetry festival organizers. Let's give a big, big warm welcome for Rosemary Winslow. Rosemary, it's been so long. That's what I gotta say, like some kind of love that's always a reunion of your favorite poets.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you, Sarah. It's great to see so many people that I know here and haven't seen in a while. Great to be reading here. I want to read a poem, I guess, a provocation for peace and love of the family of Earth. And I wrote this actually for a high school reunion. Someone had died the day before. And anyway, I also would like to remember Galway Connell with this poem, who passed away this year and was reading in the first Split This Rock Festival. Everything is breathing right now. The leaves of the ash tree outside the window, the twin pines, roots, trunks, needles, the chipmunks scuttling along the deck down into the stone-walled garden chirp out air, the stones accepting their molecules and energetic waves, the blackberry running among the wildflowers in the long lawn, the quicksilver mushrooms, the squirrel nibbles, twitching his nose between nibbles. The elephant breathes up the long nose with the two holes, like ours, into the large lungs, also like ours. The alligator surfaces, she draws back the flaps over the nose holes, like the daylily, opening to summer for one long day. The hawk glides on flat wings, breathes in the air that holds him. The palm tree waves in the wind that carries carbon dioxide to the breath pores of her fronds, breathes out oxygen we need. The acacia down the block growing out of the rooftop toward heaven sways the hurricane in and out. the ship engines churning ocean, the silent fish passing by unseen, open and shut their gills like fans. The gray business suit, the indigo tattoos, the high heels and sneakers, walking steadily to buses and offices, move with the body's pulmonary circulation. The panda chuffs his lover over the lunch of tender bamboo, breathing faster. The lovers breathe in the calm starry night in the bedroom, their legs and arms clasped afterward in the bedroom. The cat burglar fills his lungs in freedom, scaling the roofscape. The cat below screams at a pit bull, striding between the iron fence and the sycamore. The baby screams air in and out in the nighttime dark. The mother breathes a song softly above his face. Innumerable humans expel air, singing like foghorns near 3 a.m., announcing, "I'm alive, I'm alive." The vaporous night pulsing soft shine on asphalt and air amid the street lamps. The sunflowers in the neighbor's yard turn their brown faces to the sun, receive light. The black fly and scorpion, firefly and mosquito take in tiny bits of oxygen under the miraculous moon. The whale nursing her calf surfaces, opens her blowhole, and the calf opens her blowhole, rhyming funneled geysers up through the tilting waves. The male a ways off closes his air mouth and descends. And you and I, sitting here talking and listening, intake the same air, same molecules, aromas, germs, yawns, sadness, contagious bliss. You and I, kin of all that breathed, kin of all that once breathed in the universe, Gautama, Diotima, Socrates, Jesus, Magdalene, Mohammed, Rumi, Medici, Hildegard, Joan, Shakespeare, Truth, Black Elk, Curie, Gandhi, King, Cannell, Brower, Gittery, Brunner, the fish, the fern, the gnat, the flea.
That was Rosemary Winslow. Next up, it gives you great pleasure to introduce the editor of an unprecedented, remarkable anthology, Persistent Voices, Poetry by Writers Lost to AIDS. It was one of the anthologies that was celebrated right here at Sunday Kind of Love in June 2011. Gives me great pleasure to introduce Philip Clark to the stage. Philip!
Thanks very much for asking me to read, especially because I'm kind of an imposter and really unlike the other people who've been on stage in that I'm not a poet. Instead, I am an editor and a writer, and my work is entirely at the intersection between gay and lesbian history and literature. And that's really what Persistent Voices came out of. It's as much a work of history and remembrance as it is a work or an anthology of poetry. The only poet from Persistent Voices who I knew before he passed away is Reginald Shepherd. So I thought I would start by reading one of Reginald's poems. Some of you may have known him. This poem is called Antibody. I've heard that blood will always tell. Tell me then, antigen, declining white cell count answer. Who wouldn't die for beauty if he could? Microbe of mine, you don't have me in mind. The man, fan dancing from 1978, hits me with a feather's edge across the face, ghost of a kiss. It burned. Men who have paid their brilliant bodies for soul's desire, a night or hour, 15 minutes of skin brushed against bright skin, burned down to smoke and cinders, shaken over backyard gardens, charred bone bits sieved out over water. The flat earth loves them, even contaminated, turned over for no one's spring. Irish and gentian spring up like blue flames, discard those parts more perishable. Lips, penises, testicles, a lick of semen on the tongue, and other things in the vicinity of sex. Up and down the sidewalk stroll local gods. See also saunter, promenade, parade of possibilities at play. Sunday afternoons before tea dance, off-white evenings kneeling at public urinals, consumed by what confuses, consuming it too. Time in its burn is any life. Those hours, afternoons, buildings smudged with soot and city residues. Later, they take your blood that tells secrets it doesn't know. Bodies can refuse their being such, rushing into someone's wish not to be. My babbling blood. What's left of burning burns as well. Me down to blackened glass, an offering in anthracite, the darkest glitter smoldering underground until it consumes the earth, which loves me anyway, I am sure. At the time of Reginald's death, he was working on a project. He was really a great lover of the work of a poet with DC connections, Donald Britton, who's also in Persistent Voices. And he was trying to get Donald's collected poems published. I'm happy to say I've picked up that project and it will come out in the spring from Nightboat Books. It's called In the Empire of the Air, The Poems of Donald Britton. And so I figured I'd close by reading one of Donald's poems, one that he wrote while he was a student in one of the PhD programs in American University in the late 70s. This is Sunday Kind of Love. I figured I would do a love poem, although it's a love poem that's a little bit off. So this is Donald Britton's Notes on the Articulation of Time. It becomes a critical account of all that's spoken, done. The drawing in of breaths, even. These nights whose atmosphere reminds us of mountains, white volumes of air. We need these narratives. We want them. The city lies before us, and some one person in the sleeve of a street lamp awaits our enraptured attention as we await the concept of the city, which tells us how we move in the party-colored geographies about us. We can't be certain we are moving toward this person, nor do we require certitude. It is enough to acknowledge the movement itself, shavings of light inscribing a circle. Our childlike sense of the other bears these forces toward completion and renewal, a lexus of infatuated sounds. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Philip Clark, everybody. Before I introduce our next host, Katie Ritchie, I'm going to kick a poem for you. This poem is called Teaching Gender Segregated Sex Writing Class. So when there is no Sunday Kind of Love or love in your life, at least you can write about sex. I get to edit penis poems and feel like Michelangelo, making masterpieces of what's private and unsculpted beneath the writing table. All I say is my penis, and their testosterone-fueled pens fly like a baseball past a stadium larger than Dollywood. They hand me their penis poem drafts as if I were an Army medical examiner. To help women write about their genitalia, I have them transform assorted tampons into the other objects with the hope that they can view their own bodies as political metaphors. What does my vagina have to do with me? Says a woman. Outraged that I am degrading her to a slurred litany of cunt and snatch. And it was not an Anne Sexton celebration of my uterus moments. My vagina experiences are limited. NYU, sophomore year, her naked body curved, the fallopian part of a question mark, surrendering to my non-existent exclamation point. I thought of the cactus lit men's search to quench desert thirst, National Geographic issues with breasts, the Discovery Channel and marsupial pouches, a layer of sky upon sky of invisible stratosphere. Coitus would be jumping kamikaze and into a wave of fluid framed by her hips. I have the men write quickie poems, and they repeatedly refer to her wetness as if a humidifier were attached down there. There are lots of liquids, I remind them. Could you be more specific? My womb is a secret family recipe, she says, and closes her notebook. Clara is disappointed that a writing class called Breaking Sky is canceled. She always wanted to play with hyperbole, when out of the blue she says that her hymen is sky. Well, Clara, it sounds like your sky is already broken. Yes, she says, but there are always new horizons. All right, give yourself a big round of applause. Without any further ado, a phenomenal poet, talented as she is beautiful. Her poem is on the Split This Rock Poem of the Week. You will also hear her phenomenal poem on the Busboys and Poets CD. Let's give it up for Katie Ritchie.
Reggie Cavico, everybody. All right. You still with us? If you're still with us, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're still with us, say, oh, yeah. There's my Sunday kind of love, yeah. Hi, I'm Katie Ritchie.
Hi, Katie.
And I did feature at Sunday Kind of Love, but I have no idea when that was. It was a long time ago. But I have been hosting the open mic portion of Sunday Kind of Love for 7 years. I started in September of 2008. So thank you, Sarah, for not kicking me out. I so appreciate it. And one of my favorite parts of hosting the open mic is that people get up here and they read things that they've never told anybody, things that hurt them, things that bring them joy. They have to be brave to get up here, and I really feel like it's an honor to facilitate that. So I'm going to start with my own poem, and in that honor of braveness, I wrote it yesterday. So such a bad idea. But I'm going to do it anyway. So this is on grief. Changing the water filter in the basement, I notice it stuck to the back of the cylinder. But when I go to fetch a wrench to stop its awful dripping, I swear I almost trip over it on the stairs, but think it an aberration or my own shadow. When I return, it's moved to the edge of the window, sprawled itself across the glass like a web. As I bring the wrench back to its home in the red bucket next to the door that leads to the garage, there it is again, huddled in the corner next to the pliers and pair of dirty gloves. And when I go to the kitchen to make myself an omelet, again, there, in the carton with the eggs, sitting up like white soldiers, everywhere. On my favorite shirt, folded under the boat neck collar, in the third drawer of my desk, right there on top of the Webster's Dictionary, in the foul-smelling, overpriced meal the cat threw back up on the rug. In that little click the radio makes before coming on to play a pop song I vaguely heard, maybe in the drugstore or a friend's car. At the bottom of my tennis shoe, bursting out from the pink petals of the rose bushes lining the link fence, in my love's heavy breath, sleep in the body of the boy on the news hour who spun like a top and falls, and the woman cities away also in the street, though I expected to see it there. When I notice it now out of the corner of my eye, I give it a little nod. Or sometimes we sit together on the back steps, listen to the traffic from the main road, watch the twilight fade to dark. Thank you.
Thank you. So I have the great honor of bringing up our last four featured readers and a few open micers. So I am so excited for our first reader because I honestly wouldn't be on this stage without him. I know people say stuff like that, but it's so true because he was my first teacher, my first workshop, poetry workshop teacher, and I would have stopped after that first poem if it wasn't for Reuben Jackson. Yeah. So I am so excited to bring him up here. He featured in December of 2008 and in December of 2012. Something about Decembers, Reuben. What's up with that? Please give such a warm welcome to Reuben Jackson. Going. It's a long walk for me. Very fun.
Good evening.
It's
good to be back here. Good to be in the United States. I live in Vermont now, as it is. Quickly, I tell you, I got here Friday and got off at, I still call it National Airport.
Yes!
I'm looking at all the people of color and I'm waving and they're thinking, damn, he must have just got out of jail. Because I'm so glad you're here, you know? I'm like Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. But, anyway, it's wonderful to be home. The home has changed, you know? The first piece, I'm going to take you back to, like, the late 60s. My family moved here in 1958, so I'm an analog kid. And this is when, black people were starting to, we're trying to love ourselves, and this is, like, stuff that happened in my neighborhood. But it's like when the movement meets, peer pressure. Joey's mom's dashiki came from Sears and Roebuck. Or so the story went. I could not laugh lest the all-seeing eyes peeped the Stokely Carmichael-style shades I bought at the Five and Dime. The tongues of judgment could make you moan like the soul of a slave ship. Then there was my afro. If Sparky's was cross-town perfection, mine, battered from eons of parental debates, was as gnarled as a stroke-struck fist. Ho Chi Minh appeared in a dream and said, my parents back and forth made the Paris peace talk seem simple. The neighborhood girls claimed Sparky could sing every top 10 song by the Temptations in Swahili. It was probably true. One night, I spotted God drinking an orange soda on the corner of 7th and Kennedy. Was the coming and much-needed revolution only for the cool, I asked? Yes, he replied. Even so, I countered, nobody was taking my Kathleen Cleaver poster away. Thank you. Okay, and this last piece, anybody here from Vermont or? All right. Well, one of the things you see, people will, if like one or two people of color in, say, a store is a big deal. And then, but you have people who try to pretend like it's not a big deal. But they look, anyway, I don't want to talk to them. So as people say, sometimes in workshops, this really happened. It's untitled. Should my black Flatlander eyes look at the other brother in the general store? The first I've seen since what seems like, damn, I can't count that high. Do I pretend I don't see other people pretending not to see us? Here, two brothers buying Ritz crackers and peanut butter, respectively, is revolution on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much. So good to see you. Bye.
Thank you, Ruben.